Hello and welcome to the IPP, Israel Palestine Podcast. I'm Grayson and today we'll be discussing the major conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. Our big question for today is what is the best solution that establishes peace for both groups? So, how did this conflict arise? Well, the Israel-Palestine War started way back in 1948 when Jewish immigrants bombarded the state of Israel in an attempt to reclaim the land they thought was rightfully theirs. Soon after the arrival of hundreds of Israeli immigrants, they claimed Israel as their own, provoking Palestinians. The Palestinians eventually started war with the Israelis and lost in what is known as the Six-Day War. Ever since, Israelis have stayed in Israel, leaving Palestinians with barely any land, causing major conflicts and terrorist organizations such as ISIS to grow in power, leaving us to ask, what is the best solution to end these conflicts? Now here to join us, Justin. Justin, what is the two-state solution and what would it accomplish?
The two-state solution is an idea that will establish an independent state for both Israelis and Palestinians, creating two states for two different people, allowing Israel to remain Jewish and democratic while granting Palestinians a state.
So Justin, is this the best solution as of now to resolve these conflicts?
Yes, the two-state solution is an attempt to grant Palestinians independence in order to solve the conflict between Israel and Palestine. This is currently the only real solution to the conflict that grants security and stability for both groups of people. Since Israel and Palestine both want their own land, this would be highly effective.
Then what are the biggest reasons why the solution would be most effective?
Well, another factor that is involved when it comes to solving the conflict is Jerusalem. The city is viewed by both Israelis and Palestinians as their holy city. So if the two-state solution does work out, it will remain open for both sides to access. In conclusion, for decades of conflict between Israel and Palestine, the fighting has led to cities being destroyed while putting thousands of people into refugee camps, meaning the fighting must stop in order to finally bring peace for the next generation. And the two-state solution is the only solution that could achieve this for both sides.
Thank you, Justin. Now here to join us, Brendan. Brendan, what are the cons to the two-state solution?
Some negative effects of the two-state solution is that it is applied to the land and people. It might resolve in more conflict by bringing the two groups of people closer together by only separating them by walls. When closer together, people are more susceptible to being in danger from war. Another factor are the borders and security. Where will the borders be placed and how much will that cost? And as for security, how will it be managed for Palestinians? Will it be an end to foreign military occupation?
And what is another possible solution?
Another solution that was thought of was a one-state solution. The one-state solution is a resolution for the Israel and Palestine conflict, which will create a confederate state for both Israel and Palestine to share together. This means both groups will live together equally, which also means they can both visit Jerusalem. This minimalizes all conflict and is better than any solution.
Thank you, Brandon. Now joining us, Angel.
Hello, my name is Angel, and today we're going to ask Kai a couple questions. All right, Kai, what do you think about the Israel-Palestine conflict?
How do you think ISIS has impacted the conflict? Do you think the two-state solution is the best solution? What should be done so everyone is equally happy among each other?
The Israel-Palestinian conflict is an ongoing struggle between Israelis and the Palestinians that began in the mid-20th century. The origins of the conflict can be traced back to the Jewish immigration. I think ISIS has impacted this conflict by striking fear into the native people and into some of the politicians, and it has definitely changed some of their views on how they want to handle this conflict. I think the two-state solution is the best solution because it's a mutual agreement and will reach both sides equally and stop the conflict. I think the two-state solution will make everyone happy and make a mutual agreement for both the Jews and Arabs.
Thanks, Kai. In the end, we believe that the two-state solution is the best solution to create peace for both the Israelis and Palestinians. And that's it for the Israel-Palestine podcast. See you next time.
helmet.